The Gateway West High Voltage Power Line is a collaboration between Idaho Power and Rocky Mountain Power. Tuesday's decision authorizes the location of the transmission line on public lands in the two states. It gives the go-ahead for 8 of the 10 segments of the project, but the Bureau of Land Management deferred the decision on 2 of the segments known as 8 and 9. Heather Feeney is with the Idaho BLM office.
Segment 8 runs to the north to the Snake River, and segment 9 is on to the south of the Snake River Canyon. Parts of those two segments are located near the Morley Nelson Snake River Birds of Prey National Conservation Area.
Private landowner concerns, like the massive power lines cutting through farmland, along with the need to protect public land habitat, have not always been in agreement in these two segments. Feeney says talks have been ongoing with stakeholders about where to place the power line between Twin Falls to south of CUNA.
So we hope to continue those, step those up, and find a placement for these two segments of this project that we can all agree will be acceptable for everybody's purposes.
Feeney says there will be plenty of time to make a decision on the last two segments of the power line. Actual construction will start on the Wyoming end and won't get underway until at least 2016. I'm Samantha Wright, KBSX News.